Bills have reached their bye week. They still have a lot of questions to answer after Sunday. Dave Uram joining us. Morning, Dave.
Hi, Carol. From game plan to identity, Nick Sirianni's having to explain a lot these days after their 2-2 start.
As a coach, I'm going to go up there in front of the team first and foremost and say what I screwed up. But then I'm going to tell them what I feel like they screwed up.
One area the Eagles got to fix is turnovers because their differential's bad at this point.
That'll be something that we really dive into on a bye week this week and spend a lot of time on that. Again, I've told you guys that it's not sustainable that, you know, we're minus six. That's not a sustainable stat. I'm not sure you're 2-2 when you're minus six many times. Somehow we are.
Well, Sirianni stressing that the Eagles are in this together, and a loss like that to Tampa can bring them closer together. Elsewhere, baseball's playoffs are set after a thrilling doubleheader between the Braves and Mets in which they split, clinching their spots in the postseason and keeping the Diamondbacks out. The Phillies will play the winner of the Brewers-Mets wildcard series, which begins tonight in Milwaukee. Phillies have a mandatory workout today at the ballpark. And the Sixers begin training camp today in the Bahamas. Joel Embiid's health is always a big topic going into a new season. He shared that he slimmed up a bit, losing 25 to 30 pounds, and that there will be a key emphasis on making sure he is healthy come the postseason.
You know, physically, I'm okay. I'm not where I want to be, and I know that I got their support, and they all want the same thing. So, until I'm at that point where they feel like I'm ready to go, I'm sure they're gonna hold me back.
Carol, the 76ers regular season begins October 23rd at home against Milwaukee.
All right, thanks, David.